Today's share is dedicated for Refuah Shleima from Miral Bas Sara Gittel by her mishpacha. We hope she has a Refuah Shleima. Please consider sponsoring one of these podcast shiurim in order to help them keep on coming out on a regular basis. Rinosh Mishabes Kol Chosad Perik Ches Halacha Zayin, in the middle of the halachas of Losh, of kneading on Shabbos. Sir Zayin begins, Shnei Chumrim Shnis Arvavu V'Nidbeku Lefnei Shabbos. You have two items that already got mixed before Shabbos. So Mutter Lohisav Aleihem Mashke, you can add additional liquid. V'Gam La'arvev Oysam Kiroglu Yimais Achoyel, and mix it the same way you'd mix it during the week. As long as the ingredients were all there already and attached and stuck together from before Shabbos. Ve'em b'zeh mishum iser lisha. And that's not the iser lisha. Avo lo ya'arviv kim benachas v'lo yibikoyach. However, when doing so, one should mix slowly and not, you know, with a strong motion. U'lechein chemas b'itnim. Therefore, he says, someone has, let's say, peanut butter. Sometimes if you leave the peanut butter for a while, you'll see the oil starts, the peanut butter settles, and the oil sort of floats on top of it. So that, you can take a spoon and push it back in and mix it so that the oil does not sitting on the top, and it gets mixed back in. You could also mix in some liquid in order to dilute it, to make it a little bit softer. I will also lahoizav ala chumer macherim, but you can add other ingredients. You can go gvina raka, like soft cheese, or jam, or evil jam, ula arva, and mix it together. Kiariak vina nidbekes bechemes boitnim, v'yesh b'zeh mishum isselisha b'shabes. So if you're taking new ingredients, that will soften up the whole thing, and that will make it a whole new texture, that will be lush. So even though you can mix the peanut butter, the oil that was sitting on top, back into it, but you can't add these other soft type ingredients to create a whole new texture on Shabbos. Right? So he says in Sif Chavav, by adding the soft cheese or the jam to the peanut butter, that it makes it thicker. That I guess the way the whole gook would be, it'd be considered thicker, and therefore that would be lush on Shabbos. Sif Ches. U'ba'asher l'blilush eskainu. Meaning, we spoke about earlier in Siv Gimel, not Siv Aleph, Eis Gimel, right? We spoke about, you know, the conditions necessary to make something lush. So when you're mixing something together on Shabbos, yesh lahavdil bein bli l'raka, between a soft mixture. What makes something a soft mixture? So he says, kolay mar bli l'nezila, shenitin l'mayzgim mekli kli. A mixture that is liquid enough that you can pour it from one kli to another kli. And there's a difference between a blila ava, which is a thick mixture, that now we see this as one, you know, thick, one being, one dover gush, one new item that's thick and non-pourable. So now he's going to tell us the chilukim between a blila ava and a blila raka. Blila ava, a thick mixture. So also lachim b'Shabbos min haTorah. One cannot prepare this on Shabbos in its regular fashion. Doing so would be an isn deraisa. And I use the word usual fashion because we're going to see later there are some exceptions. But once we consider it also. V'gam blila raka, in a soft mixture, asu chacham lachin b'Shabbos. Even that Chazal prohibited from preparing on Shabbos. But once we come to this Rabbanon, however, Chazal allowed that if it's a blila raka, it's a soft, liquidy type mix, there's some exceptions, how Chazal allowed it to be done. So now Eis Aleph and Beis is going to tell us two major exceptions, how you can do it on Shabbos. So he says, Yishana Eseda Nesinas HaChomim. You should change the order, even when you're doing a blila raka, you should change the order how you're putting it in. Meaning, for instance, if on a weekday, you would have the dry item, and you mix the liquid item into it, and then mix it together. So So then on Shabbos, you should do the opposite. You should put the liquid in the bowl first, then put the thicker item, that when you, after you mix it, it's all going to be liquidy, we said. So do the other way around, meaning something that usually you'd put in the dry first, the liquid first, you put in the dry first. So you should always mix it, put the things in the bowl in the opposite order that you would usually do so. Ain lay seder kavua. What happens? You have something. Sometimes you do one way, sometimes you do the other way. You have no specific seder. So niten es hamashke b'soich hachomer hayavish. Then it's best to put the liquid into the dry. But mekamokay miyakpid liten es kol hamashke b'chomer hayavish v'sachas. Since we said we're talking about a blila raka, a soft pourable mixture, which means that after you add the liquid to it, the hotter item is not going to be pourable. So what he says to do is pour all the entire liquid bivas achas onto the dry item. If it's something that you do sometimes one way, sometimes the other way, v'lo yafsik b'shas hashvicha, and do it mamish in one pouring without any hafsik. V'hukadei shablul te'irakim etchilas asiyasa. This way, before you even start mixing it for real, if you allow the liquid to settle in, right, as you pour it in all quickly at once, you're already making it a liquidy item that you'll be mixing a liquidy item to start. Beis, the second condition, yishane ba'ayfin avchisha klayma yishivchash be'etzpa yaladei nanu akli. So you should change how you would mix it. Meaning, instead of using a keli, instead of using a utensil, mix it with your hand. Or shake the keli up if that will help. Let's say that you can't mix it this way, it's not going to get down to the consistency you need. Ha'yehechash livchash be'kli. Let's say you have to use a kli to mix it, like a spoon, a fork. Instead of doing a typical round stirring that you do, quick round stirring, it says you do a shesi ve'erev. You do a crisscross. Come in one direction, you pick up the spoon or the fork, go back in and go in the other direction. Pick it up. You should remove it from the mixture between every shesi and every erev. So he says between each crisscross, you should remove it. So basically, instead of doing a nice, big, quick stir, come down one direction, lift, go down the other direction, lift. It will take much longer, but it won't be the typical method of doing a mixture during the week. So these two shinuyim, putting in the opposite order, and now you mix it. This is all for blila raka on Shabbos. Chazal allowed a blila raka on Shabbos if it meets these criteria. Siv yud, ha-yehechich lo-hochim b'lai lo-ovah, Belila avadak b'shabbos atzmi. What happens if, we're going to see later different scenarios, but you need this belila av on Shabbos. And if you did it before Shabbos, it's going to get ruined. So what should you do? Yitein min amashke b'chay ma'ayavish b'erev Shabbos. Is at least put the liquid into the dry item before Shabbos. V'yitein min akadesh kol ha'chay ma'ayavish y'iravi. To the point where the whole davar yavish, the whole dry item, is saturated. Right, the Yaviv Ktsas, and it gets mixed in. This way the Ikar Lash happened before Shabbos. And like we saw earlier, when you're not eating new ingredients, it's more kal. And then you'll be able to add additional liquid on Shabbos and mix it up. As long as you meet the two criteria that we said before, in the Sif before, that you go out of order of putting in the dry and the liquid, and that you mix it with a shinoi, preferably without a keli or with a keli, but with a shinoi. So if you have to have this davar ava, this thick mixture on Shabbos, says do it in a way where it won't be asur d'oraisa, and be asur d'rabbanan. Only d'rabbanan allowed it to be done ayday shesi ve'erev and ayday mixing the order. That by putting the liquid in before Shabbos, you're removing the d'oraisa of lush. And then he goes one step weiter. Sif yiralf b'shas atzayruch, you really stuck. You can't put any of the liquid into the dry before Shabbos. Or you forgot to do it. The example he gives is charoses on Pesach. You know, you mamish you need it. It's Shabbos Pesach. Or you have a need for it to be fresh, let's say for a young child, a baby, and you can't give them old stuff. So then, Aza Yachinas Ablila of Bishabbos. So then you could do it on Shabbos, but Viyakbid Lashanis Minasadim Nasinis Hamashke, but Gamba even Avchisha. You have to be careful to make sure that you change the order the stuff gets put in, and you change how you do it, as we saw in Se'if Tes. And this should only be done בדיעבד, אף תצ ממש, a big tzairich. סעיף יוד בייז. What happens if you have two blilois, שכל אחז בן מורובס בפני עצמם? You have two mixtures. You have peanut butter, that's a mixture of the oils and the peanut butter. And you have a jam, or you have a, I don't know, think of something else that's mixed, you know, mayonnaise or whatever. Mekom makim also la'avim zubazu. You can't mix the two together. V'loi rak machas menatruvus yiblila raka v'ashnil blila ovo. Even if one's a blila raka and one's a blila ovo. V'achwe yiru v'akol nasas blila ovo. Right, so even you might say that, let's say mayonnaise might be considered blila raka. But now, after you put it in the peanut butter and it gets into it, the whole new item is going to be blue lava. So that you can't do. Vada yeshesh isala avon zu bezu, definitely also to mix the two together. Then he says, alagamim shtetru the same blue lava avas. Even if the two were both blue lava avas beforehand. You mix it now, you're remaining with a blue lava, just a new blue lava. Also, asala avon zu bezu. So you can't even mix the two together to get a new blila ava, even though they were both blila avas before, and they both had mixtures before him. He gives an example, going to ma'ariv daisa soilas smichi, take this thick porridge, which is a blila ava, in perure biskuitim sheyesh bem gvina levana, and you take it mixed with some white cheese that had cracker pieces mixed in it. So this cheese was a harder cheese that wasn't soft, it wasn't pourable. And you have this cereal that's not portable, you want to put it together. So too he says you can't add flour, just dava yavesh, into a mixture to make it thicker. Even if you don't care for the thickness, but you want to add to the quantity, one cannot do that because even though the items that you're mixing into had its own lush before Shabbos, they're still subject to a new lush when you add new items to it. See if you'd give a blila sheish ben noizla merubim acha hoifchim es kol atur ruvus lanazila mamish eimber iruvuva shemis alisha. So you want to mix something that's very liquidy and you add a lot to the point when you pour it, the whole taruvus will pour out mamish like a liquid. So such a thing, like we said before, that mamish, if it mamish pours, not just that you could pour it out. A blila raka, we said, was what? That you could be moisting it mechanically. You could pour it like something like mayonnaise. You could, you know, you hold it on an angle. Eventually, it goes out. But or ketchup, I should say ketchup. But something that's mamish a liquid, that's mamish like a shtia, mamish a liquid. Says there's no lush by taking. So if you take chveis, I don't know, you take soda and water and you mix it together, that's mamish davar hanoizlim. That's mamish liquids. There's no lush with two mamish liquids. Stop over here. Today's shiur was sponsored for Refuah Shleima from Miril Bas Sora Gittel by her mishpacha. Should all be mispal for her Refuah Shleima Mamish Bekarif. Anyone who would like to sponsor a shiur, should please go to RabbiFishman.com and click on the sponsor button or email Rabbi Fishman, RabbiFishman @gmail.com. All sponsorships are fully tax deductible. We could use your sponsorships to help these shiurim continue.